Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh, it is on, ladies and gentlemen, as we get rolling here for a Monday. And Ethan Hannaford, who is producing in the interim as Abby left us a couple of weeks ago, he put something on my radar. By the way, like if you want this job full time, don't put something on my radar in the last 30 seconds of Annie's show and say, hey, you should hear this. You got to step up to the plate and give me that sooner. You understand that,
listen,
right?
Listen, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
But Sue, let me just start, just because this is maybe the most fun piece of audio of the day. And I don't even think you really have to be a college football fan, but I don't know if you know this, but Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois.
Oh, number five Notre Dame, fifth
number
ranked in the country,
five in the nation.
Well, you didn't even have to say that. It's Notre Dame,
exactly. But here's what I remember, Ethan. You know this too. Is last weekend after they won their game, I remember seeing ESPN. Notre Dame, look at their schedule. They're going to be undefeated. Look at them going to the championship. This could be a historic year. And then this happened, of course, the other day, which was just epic when you think about it.
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history!
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God.
62-yarder was going to be tough, although these guys in the NFL are seemingly kicking like 75-yarders. But that guy, Fred, we got to see if we can get a hold of that guy. He might not have any voice left.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's Andy Garcia. So I'll try to get him.
I thought that was fantastic. And look, it was a really, really good college football and NFL weekend. I went to Mizzou for the game on Saturday night. It was fantastic. I mean, the weather, not only in Columbia, but across the state, was just beautiful this weekend. Really, really amazing. I hope everyone get out and enjoyed it. You know, I took my daughter. I got to say this because my weekend was jam-packed. One of the first things that Sue said to me, Fred, was, wow, that weekend went by fast. And I'm in the camp that would say, yes, I agree with
right.
you.
Uh-huh. I do too.
I left the show on Friday and I wasn't going to go home, but I zipped home because I had some stuff to take care of. I came back downtown. I knew that ELO wasn't going on until 9 o'clock. I met former Senator Lamping and his wife at the show, and it was fantastic. I was so glad that I put that on my bucket list,
good,
Sue.
Good.
And I made an exception for artists over 70 years old because
that's the dumbest rule, can I just say?
Well, here's why.
What can is I, the rule?
He won't
rule
see.
Is I don't. It, well, I'm already breaking it, so
you
it's not much of a rule.
I mean?
I said I'm going to basically not see any artists over 70 years old anymore because I've seen most of them and I've seen them enough, and I just think that there's a time to make that call. And then I, you know, hadn't seen ELO, so I wanted to see Jeff Lynne. But here's one of the reasons. Can I explain the rule?
Uh-huh.
It's not as much because of the artist, right? It's because of the audience. Because I go to the show the other night, and there's a plus and minus, and I'm going to highlight this here in a second. Oh, my God, I felt like I was the youngest person in there. And I don't think I was the youngest person in there, but damn, you people are old going to ELO, right? Now, I'm old, too, but you look older than me, and that's the thing that really jumps out at me. And that's my issue, Sue, if that makes sense.
I'm sorry, so you don't like being surrounded by people who are your age but look older than you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think
Fred,
that's
can
it.
You help
I
me
think
out
that's
there.
Basically
I,
it.
This is just sounds like Soylent Green or something like that to me.
Oh, but I have to brag on my daughter, too, because one of the goals of the weekend, and she's been the one that's been very proactive on this. She said at the end of last year she might want to shoot a deer this year. She has shot some 22s and some BB guns and stuff like that, target shooting. But she kept saying, look, I want to shoot a deer. Well, we have to get her ready for that. And we went up to Columbia. My hunting mentor, Kevin Yeager, took great care with her. I dropped her off, actually, at Kevin's house, and Becky and I left for a couple hours. And I put some of this on Instagram stories, and it was really impressive. She did a great job. She was shooting a 223 and handled it exceptionally well. And we might get out to shoot a deer this fall. So we'll see what happens. But I was very proud of her because she did a great, great job. Jane and I, the other thing that happened is, and this just aired across the planet, the BBC was in town. We did a great interview on Thursday with Paul Coletti, who is the producer for this news hour that they put together that airs on, I think he said 490 affiliates, you know, around the globe. The one affiliate that doesn't pick them up is where they were doing the broadcast today. The St. Louis subsidized radio station doesn't pick up their syndicated show. So they came in sort of a dual purpose to lobby the station to air their show, but also do a little investigation about Midwest politics and the abortion issue, etc. So Jane and I went down, made the sacrifice for the second round of the NFL games yesterday. That was not easy for me to do, but for my friends across the pond that we booted out of this country 250 years ago, yes, I was happy to do it. I really was. And we just sat down with their host for 10 minutes, 11 minutes, I think, the interview, and just talked a little bit about the Midwest and what makes us different and where we thought, you know, some of this is taking us with the presidential campaign. We talked about the debate tomorrow night, and it was a fun chat. So I thank them because we had a really good time. It was beautiful weather. We went to Mama's on the Hill. You know, one of the challenges is on the Hill, most of those restaurants are not open on Sundays.
Yeah. Right? And the weather was so great. I imagine everything outside was packed.
Well, we those guys wanted to eat from the BBC, and Jane and I were just going down, and we had other things to do, but we just took a look across the street, and there was this VFW hall. It wasn't open, but they had some picnic tables, and we respectfully used the picnic tables, and we did the interview there, and it was fantastic. So really good weekend. I enjoyed, Ethan, I'm sure you enjoyed the football weekend. Lots of great games. Look, Mizzou, here's what I'd say. I thought that they did exactly what they needed to do against Buffalo. What worries me is they're now ranked sixth in the nation, according to the AP poll. They're number seven in the coaches poll. In the AP poll, Ethan, I think it was Boston College has slipped into the rankings,
24th
right?
24th now.
Yeah, they're 24th. I don't think they made it into the coaches poll, but now you have a situation with, what is it, 11:30 or noon kickoff or something like that, midday kickoff in Columbia this Saturday, where that's a huge game, a big, big game early in the season for Mizzou. Probably more on the line than people thought.
They have jumped up in on the strength of schedule list, which will be good for them, you know, even if they are to lose a game on the schedule, you know, having that going down the road near as we near the college football playoff will be helpful for them. So if they are to get a win from Boston College now because they're ranked, it looks way better than it would have before.
Right.
So
yeah,
that's very good for them.
It's a good resume builder, if you will. And then I'll save a little of this for the 4 o'clock hour. And this is where this goes back to me being old and not really wanting to confront my age. This whole Kendrick Lamar is the Super Bowl halftime show thing. I don't understand it. No one's going to ever be able to explain it to me. I just don't get it. I'm a white supremacist, so I don't get it. Yeah. Is that what
Ethan,
I can say?
Ethan, does it make sense to the Ute?
He says it does, right?
We talked a little bit about this earlier, how the performer of the halftime show, it seems like more recently, is keeps getting younger and younger and younger, and it seems like they're trying to really hit my generation, and you guys are just kind of getting left out.
I guess so. And you know who's else getting left out? White people. White people are not really popular with the folks
apparently
that put on the Super Bowl, because listen to what's happened since George Floyd. I'll give you a little history. Now, I said I was going to do this at 4. I'm lying. I'm going to do it right now since we started the Kendrick Lamar. One of the things I was going to do, Fred and Sue, and Ethan is our outlier here because he's younger. If I went around to this radio station, well, let's say it was a different era and people actually worked here in the building. And I went around and we had salespeople here because there's usually nobody here. And I said, can you name one Kendrick Lamar song? Like just one. You think most people could do it?
No.
I don't either. Now, Ethan, you say a lot of younger people could. Your mic's not on, and you don't know that because you don't have good headphones, because you got that stupid wire sticking out of your ear, and you're not wearing real headphones.
Under the age of 30 in this entire facility, yes,
they would know it.
They would know this song at least.
Humble, which is like, yes, that's the number one song that he's had.
This is one of his most popular ones, yes.
But so I listen to a lot of, here's the deal, I listen to a lot of pop radio. I listen, like on Sirius XM, I listen to Hits 1. And I'm sure they've played Kendrick Lamar on Hits 1, but I couldn't name you one of his songs. And if you go back in Super Bowl history, so let's just go back to 2014, all right, since we're in 2024.
All right.
Yeah, Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I like that one. That was pretty good. I like Bruno Mars. Then Katy Perry and Lenny Kravitz and Missy Elliott. So you always have offsets here with the race. Just keep that in mind. Coldplay, bunch of white dudes. You can't have that. Beyonce and Bruno Mars were there also in 2016. Now, somehow, the white supremacist Lady Gaga got there all on her own in 2017. I'm not exactly sure how that happened. And then JT did it as well, Justin Timberlake, in 2018. But then Maroon 5 was with Travis Scott and Big Boy. And then there's no more white people allowed at the Super Bowl, probably from now until the end of time. Shakira, J-Lo, Bad Bunny, J Balvin, Emmy Muniz. I have no idea who the last two are on that. Then it was The Weeknd. I'm proud of the fact that right around that time in 2021, I thought The Weeknd was a band and not a person. Then I learned that it was a person. I think I might have learned that a little bit before. 2022, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar, and Mary J. Blige. 2023, Rihanna. 2024, Usher with Alicia Keys, Jermaine Dupri, her, and Ludacris and Lil Jon and stuff like that. So the Super Bowl is trending urban, I guess. And outside of the race of the performers, let me just address this. You can't have rock and roll or a white pop singer or maybe even a country act who might be filling stadiums across. Like, what about Stapleton or someone like that? Yeah. Right? Do a Chris Stapleton
people would like that
mashup with a couple of other rockers. I don't know.
He performed the anthem, I think, last year, 2 years ago. It was one of the best national anthems at the Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Yeah, he was great.
But look, my point, I'm not trying to... white people have had enough attention. I get it and all that before I get labeled a racist. But come on. I mean, the pattern is... And here's the other thing. Go back and track who sang the national anthem. I believe you'll find Chris was an outlier on that as well. Because there's not a lot of white people that are doing that these days either, not at major sports events. Maybe in Major League Baseball, you get a country artist in there that's drunk, like at the All-Star game. But outside of that, not a whole lot. We got Selena Zito coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Let me, before we get to her, let me highlight one of my favorite stories of the day. I love this one. I sent this, you know, I like to tease my friend, State Representative Steve Butts. He's become a friend, and we kind of go back and forth with one another. He likes to send me some economic news. Like, when the economic news is good, he's like, see, Bidenomics is working. We go back and forth, and we tease each other. But this was really one of my favorite. And this may be my favorite story of the year at this point. There's been several qualification stories, if you will, along these lines. And now they have to kind of put this out because they know.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
How embarrassing it is. So, if you go back to the beginning of June, ladies and gentlemen, it was going to be the worst hurricane season ever on the planet, wiping out, I mean, Florida wasn't even going to be here by this time,
that's right.
I don't think,
that's
or, right. or the Carolinas. They were going to go deep into the ocean, and essentially, I think you'd have, like, Oklahoma would be oceanfront property at this point. But lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, not only were they wrong, this is so fun for me, it really is, because not only were they wrong, we now have new history in the Atlantic Ocean in particular. The Atlantic Ocean has just made history for the longest stretch without a single late summer cyclone. So think about where we went. We went from, it was going to the worst ever. In fact, the headline today in the Washington Post is, hey, what happened to predictions of a, quote, historic hurricane season? Because, and I can even do this right now. I can do this in my reading list. Let me see. If I just put hurricane in the reading list on my, and bear with me here.
All right, Barry.
Because, oh, here it is. NOAA predicts above normal 24 Atlantic hurricane season. Forecasters warn 24 hurricane season. Wait, this is Forbes. Let's see what it says here. Explosive 24 Atlantic hurricane season may set record, forecasters warn. Here's why. I mean, you had stories in the LA Times, the Washington Post, the New York Times. Now, all of a sudden, you got these stories. Hey, what happened? But here's my favorite part. So I sent that to Steve. You know, and my mantra with Steve Butts is, and this is a good example for you, ladies and gentlemen, never, ever, 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 ever believe the experts because they're wrong. And they're not only wrong sometimes, they're wrong all the freaking time. And we sit there and we buy it. And we buy it because the mainstream media shoves it down our throat. You have publications out there like the Washington Post and the LA Times and our idiotic paper here in St. Louis. They won't even expect, or they won't even accept, rather, any kind of alternative narrative on climate change, which is embarrassing. So then they have to come back and say, so when I sent this to Butts today, I said, reason number 1,234,567 to never trust the experts. And he says, the experts are usually correct. And Chris Higgins on Fox 2 explained this exact thing well on last night's broadcast. Well, explain what? How wrong they are on a regular basis? And the experts are not right all the time. I'm sorry, my friend Steve Butts. They're wrong all the time. They were wrong on COVID. They were wrong on vaccines. They were wrong on this. They're wrong constantly on climate change. All the time they're wrong. And we keep accepting it like it's real because the legacy media shoves it down our throats. So this is another fun one, ladies and gentlemen, for you and your lefty wacko friends that think that some of this stuff is real. When you're sitting around the barbecue or you're going to a game and they bring up climate change, remind them that it's all a bunch of crap and to shut up. I wonder if they'll talk about this at the debate tomorrow night. That would be fun as well. We're coming back. We got Selena Zito up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.